WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, life can sometimes feel like a roller coaster, right? Ups, downs, loops to leaps, it's enough to make your head spin. But here is the thing. You don't have to just ride the waves of stress and anxiety. You can actually build a solid foundation for your mental health, one that helps you navigate those ups and downs with more grace and resilience. Think of it like building a fortress brick by brick, you create something strong and unyielding. Today, we're diving deep into how to lay those vital bricks for a rock-solid mental state. We'll explore some practical strategies, share some real-life examples, and I promise you, by the end of this episode, you'll have some actionable takeaways that can make a real difference in your life. Alright, let's get started with 5 key ingredients for building the strong mental health foundations. Firstly, we need to talk about self-awareness. Ever felt like you were just reacting on autopilot, going through the motions without really thinking? Well, self-awareness is all about tuning into your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. It's like checking in with yourself regularly asking, what am I feeling right now? Why am I feeling this way? What triggers certain emotions? This kind of awareness helps you understand your own patterns, identify potential stressors, and make conscious choices rather than being controlled by them. Next up is mindfulness. Think of it as the superpower of staying present. It's about focusing on the here and now, without getting bogged down by past regrets or future worries. It's about savoring a cup of coffee, truly listening to a friend, noticing the warmth of the sun on your skin. Mindfulness helps you appreciate the little things, reduces stress, and cultivates a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Number 3. Healthy boundaries. You know those invisible lines we draw around ourselves. Those are boundaries, my friends, and they are essential for protecting our mental well-being. It's about saying no when you need to, setting expectations with others, and prioritizing your own needs. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first sometimes. Now, let's talk about purpose and meaning. Life throws curveballs, I get it. But having a sense of purpose, something that drives you, motivates you, gives you direction, can make all the difference. Whether it's your career, your hobbies, your relationships, or even just helping others, finding something that truly matters to you can create a sense of fulfillment and resilience. And finally, we have connection. Humans are social creatures, wired for connection. Building strong relationships with friends, family, and loved ones provides support, fosters a sense of belonging, and helps us navigate life's challenges together. Don't underestimate the power of human connection. It's a vital ingredient in a healthy mental state. Think about this. Imagine you're working on a major project, maybe a presentation, a home renovation, or even just planning a trip. Would you start by haphazardly throwing everything together, hoping for the best? Nope. You'd lay out a plan, gather your resources, and approach it strategically, right? Building mental resilience is the same way. It requires conscious effort, self-awareness, and consistent practice. Let's say you're feeling overwhelmed by stress at work. Instead of letting that stress spiral out of control, take a moment to check in with yourself. What's causing the stress? Are there any tasks I can delegate? Can I break down this project into smaller, more manageable steps? By practicing self-awareness and setting boundaries, you can proactively manage those stressful situations. Remember, building strong mental health is a journey, not a destination. It's about making small changes every day that add up to big results over time. Alright, let's recap what we've learned today. First, cultivate self-awareness and mindfulness to understand your emotions and stay present. Second, establish healthy boundaries to protect your well-being and prioritize your needs. Third, find purpose and meaning in your life to create a sense of fulfillment and direction. And finally, nurture strong connections with others to build a support system that empowers you through challenges. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Embrace these strategies, experiment with what works for you, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Share your thoughts in the comments below, join the conversation on social media, or even shoot me a voice message. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember, your mental health matters.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.